For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Look, we spoke about this yesterday and it's a little bit silly. A video has gone viral online. It has been shared millions of times and it's all based off a Reddit thread. Now, I'm going to read this out for you.
Word for word, please.
Bear with me. Our local politician said we only cover women's breasts in public because women were made with the areolas to appear like giant eyes to ward off predators. Since women usually have larger areolas, this can startle horses. Now, the next part of this video flashes to a woman actually flashing herself to some horses, which do get startled and run off. Mm. Now, there's a rumor going online that horses are startled by women's breasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You now, brought this up yesterday. You spoke about it at length.
Now, look, Tim. In the name of science.
We are a very scientific show.
And purely for science.
Yeah. Bit of curiosity.
Yeah, definitely. That's part of science.
All right. How much silly buggers in this? Like if we're going science, curiosity and silly buggers, give me a split.
Curiosity, 20%.
Okay. Science.
Science, 60%. No, 50%. Come on then. 30% silly buggers. Thank you. Okay. Let's be honest.
There we go. All right. So you want to flash. You want to flash a horse.
Yeah, in the name of science, I would like to get my Porky Pigs out for a horse just to see if it does anything, if it's startled, if this rumor is true. It's been shared millions of times. People are talking about it.
Do you think, now this is a work question and a scientific question.
Okay.
Do you think you have bigger areolas than me?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm not going to ask for proof.
Well, no, and no, nor should you. But you have shown me your areolas before. Just throwing it out there. Yep.
No, well, you caught a glimpse.
No,
you caught a glimpse.
You flashed me, and you know you did. And I wasn't startled like a horse, but I was.
Giggled, laughing. And yes, it did happen in the workplace.
Yes.
So, Davo.
Well, I don't have a horse.
I don't have a horse. Not in that kind of. That's not my life. And I'm not a horse, so I can't even...
No, you can't. We can't use you as an experiment.
I don't know anyone in Geelong with a horse. All my horses are interstate horses.
But Tim, if I were to find a horse, would you back this scientific experiment with me?
From behind, yes, I would back it.
Well, come
from
on,
not in the front, from
that.
Not in the front. No, like I would, from behind you, very far away, I would back this.
Not,
physically,
not
I would back
this. Not holding my hips, you know?
Like Titanic style.
So look,
yeah,
I need help.
Okay.
522-922-955. Purely for science.
For science and curiosity.
Can I come to your house where you have a horse,
a paddock,
and flash your horse?
Yeah. In the name of science.
In the name of science.
So it's not, look, and we have been honest, there is some element of silly buggers.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But curiosity and science is outweighing the silly buggers at the moment.
We want to be myth busters.
Yep.
Are horses scared of women's areolas? We'll only know unless we get a horse. Do you have a horse? Give us a call.
Are you to deny a lovely young lady in Davo of her curiosity and her science? Do you have a horse that you're willing to let Davo flash? Terry is out near Winch. Terry, do you have a horse? Are you willing to let Davo flash it?
Hi, guys. Yes, I do. I've got a couple of horses. I still can't stop laughing about this, so excuse me. And interestingly, I've got an American horse breed and an Aussie one, so we can really test it out.
Ooh, this is exciting. It's nice to know there's interracial horses there.
That's
to
good.
Give it a go.
Terry, have you ever...
I knew you were going to ask
In a moment of, you know, loneliness out in the paddock, just thought, you know...
Yeah. I'll just see.
Here are the girls. Has that ever happened out near you?
Well, actually, I have been known to sunbake out in the paddock, and I do have one that will stick his head over the fence and have a bit of a sticky nose.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't mind it.
Ah,
so that's a bit of a worry.
Not startled, more happy about it.
What if you've conditioned them, unbeknownst to you, Terry, to not fear the nipple? You've freed it, so they've gotten used to it.
That could be it, yeah. That could be a problem, although the other horse has not been exposed. So it will probably be a good test.
I mean, it's a great little scientific situation you've got going on there, Terry. I really like it.
Well, Terry, we've still got someone else that we're going to chat to, but we appreciate you offering up your horses for Davo's porky pigs.
Incredible.
Sarah's in Grovedale. Sarah, do you have a horse for Davo to flash?
I am volunteering my sister's horse for Davo to flash.
That's good.
I mean, Sarah from Grovedale, we did not expect that in Grovedale there'd be a horse in your backyard, but you do. Whereabouts is your sister's paddock?
She's up in Freshwater Creek.
Okay.
And she's got a horse who I think would be keen.
Okay.
Well, we don't want keen. This is the problem.
All right. What,
Terry's horses are a bit keen.
Yeah, Terry's horses sound...
really keen.
Yeah, looking over the fence, the cheeky
buggers. What's going on over here?
All right. I mean, look, okay, so you've got a horse out there. What's the horse's name?
Mr. Digby.
Digby.
His name?
A really good name for a horse.
Yeah, it is a great name for a horse. Now, do you think Digby would mind if I came out there and flashed the sweater stretchers?
Oh.
I honestly don't know, and I'm so interested in what the results of this experiment will be.
Okay. Of the science
You're
involved.
A scientist as well. That's great. I need to ask, though, I mean, much like we asked Terry, Sarah, I mean, you know, have you or your sister ever tested this theory out with Digby?
Davo, I think your areolas would be the first that Digby will ever see.
Wait, right. What an absolute honour.
What a privilege. In the name of science. Well, Sarah, right. Thank you very much for putting forward your sister's horse. We will take that under consideration. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay, I hope so, Davo. I've talked Digby into it, so don't let me down.
All right, well...
I can't believe there's multiple horses that are keen. Horses.
Well, you got two. Could we do one for one?
I mean, we could. It might be... almost could, I reckon. But hey, this is exciting. Yeah, so we've got a couple of options here. Let's flash a bloody horse.
Yeah, well, it's looking very, very unlikely that this is not going to happen. So,
in the name of science.
In the name of science and a bit of curiosity.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
This weekend, just quickly, strong winds coming through for the next half an hour or so. So just keep an eye on that. Keep it locked here on KROQ. We'll bring you the latest as it comes through. This past weekend, I caught up with a large group of my mates. I know these guys.
Yeah.
And there's like three or four of them I'm good mates with.
It was a lads weekend. Boys, heading out to where were we? Rural?
You're not rural. We were in Tuckeroo, okay. Which is like the other side of the bay, kind of near Rosebud on the Mornington Peninsula. And the reason we went away was because every year we do AFL Supercoach. We have a draft league. There's classic and draft, so if people are listening and they're like, oh, it's all fantasy football week, no, draft is way better than classic.
Yeah, guys, come on.
And thank you, so you get it. And so we've been doing this league for like 5 years and every year. So it used to just be like we'd go around to someone's house and whatever, and it's turned into a weekend away and it's like the one time of year we all catch up. It's good fun, whatever. On Saturday.
Sounds like trouble, isn't it, eh? The boys? When the cat's away, the mice will play.
It's the least amount of trouble you've ever expected in your life. But on the Saturday, because it was a really lovely day, the Airbnb that we stayed at, this place, it had a spa. And I was on Friday night, I was like, I'm not getting in the spa, whatever. I'd just come back. Yeah. Like, I finished work and got the ferry over. And I was like, nah, I'm cooked. I'm not jumping in the bloody spa.
With you boys.
Saturday, my mindset had completely changed. Mm-hmm. And from like 2 to maybe 5-ish in the spa.
Yeah. Can I ask, and obviously responsibly, but were there Bevuados included in this?
Well, it wasn't included in the Airbnb.
No. Package, but like obviously sitting in the spa, come on.
Yes, responsibly. There was some hydration going
on.
Well,
I was
going
to say that often will change your tune about a spa.
Yes. And so we're sitting there and the only reason to get out was to go to the bathroom, whatever, you go back in, you know, having like a full lunch and whatever. Then in the afternoon we were having some dinner, whatever. Realised that the Lions and Bulldogs game was on and realised that someone had brought like a 20-metre long extension cord. So we just got the TV, brought it over, put it somewhere far away from the spa, but the TV was big enough that we could all see and watch an entire game of football.
Yeah, fun.
I think I've added up that I was in the spa for 8 hours on Saturday. It's a bit...
Did you lose feeling in your legs, bro? Like, it's a long time to be in a body of water.
My knees weren't good. They're like the skin's gone funny. It's not good. And it got to a point where on the Saturday night, there was three guys that didn't want to get in the spa. So there was six in, three out. And I might have started a bit of a like us versus them mentality.
Yeah, okay.
So I was the wet boys versus the dry boys. Mm-mm. And for some reason, the terminology of wet boys and dry boys might have, like, at in that moment was the funniest thing that any person had ever said.
Well, of course. And you were delirious. You'd been in the spa for 8 hours. Whole circulation had gone.
Faint. I was very faint. And it was like you would try and convince a dry boy to come into the spa. And it was very creepy because it was like, come in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The water's nice. There's room.
Like a bloody swamp monster.
Yeah,
no
like a,
good.
Like a mermaid. It, like a sea witch.
Definitely, if you're sitting in the spa with a bunch of blokes, it's definitely a swamp. And you know that. You know, and also, like, I don't understand why your knees were all grazed if you were sitting in the spa.
Grazed,
like, it just sounded
brother.
Crazy.
The skin was, like, rotted.
But why?
From the
on
water.
Just your knees. What were you doing?
My best.
Yeah, good. Good.
Doing,
we can, so we can ask. Get out of here. Come on. Yeah,
fair enough.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So I need a bit of help, a little bit of advice from our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners right now. It's a bit of a moral dilemma that okay. I'm in. And it's something that I desperately want to do, but I'm not sure if I should.
Can I flag something?
Yeah.
I feel like whenever you need, like, what's the word?
Assistance?
Not assistance. Like if you need like vindication for something you've done, you always refer to people that listen to the show as gorgeous, gorgeous first.
Yes.
Butter them up.
Why are you revealing?
Sorry. No, they're gorgeous regardless.
No, they are
always
gorgeous
regardless.
And we'd love for them to get involved. And even more so, you know I like a little fight with a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
Greg
it fires
from Kurt Lewis
me
last
up.
Week was great.
Yeah, I love a little bit of like, ooh, ruffle of the feathers.
Back and forth. What do we got?
Well, look, over the weekend, I went to the shops and I bought myself a new jacket.
Which is a big purchase.
It is a big purchase. It was quite expensive and it was sort of one that I wasn't too sure. It was a risky purchase because it wasn't my usual style.
Yeah.
But I needed to kind of see it on and see the vibe and what was going on in my own.
Yeah, because you can try it on in the shop and what you're wearing, that's your only way. If you're not wearing the right underneath clothes.
No.
It completely changes it for you.
No, I had my literal gym gear on. I had like bike shorts and it didn't quite go with the leather jacket. You know what I mean? So anyway, I've bought this jacket and I sort of said, hey, I'm going to take this home. I want to try it on with an outfit and just see if it's the vibe. So I did that. I put it on and I was like, I don't actually mind this. It's not quite exactly what I was after, but I kind of need to try it out. So I took the jacket out. I was wearing it on and I went out and I got a coffee.
Right.
So I've sat out at this cafe in the jacket probably for about an hour and 45 minutes. And then I've returned home. And while I was at this cafe, I had an epiphany and realized, no, this jacket is not me.
Did you see, was there a mirror? Was there another mirror that wasn't at your house? Yeah. Or you saw yourself in like a shop window?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't like it.
I thought, this isn't it. This is not the vibe.
Yeah.
But now I've had it on for an hour and 45 minutes. And so obviously you're not meant to return it now, but I would like to. I want my money back because I'm never going to wear this jacket again in my life.
Has it got the tag on it still?
Yeah, I kept the tag on it.
It's like you wanted this to happen.
No, I didn't want it to happen, but I thought it could. Now, I want to give you some parameters here. So from the second I left my house to the second I got back to my house was easily less than 2 hours.
Sure.
About an hour.
But it's been on your person, been on your body.
I wasn't sweaty. I was wearing sleeves. So it wasn't skin on jacket contact. It was literally a sleeve on jacket contact. Didn't wear any perfume. Can I get away with returning it? Can I return this jacket?
Can I say, boy, have you done your due diligence on your side of the fence.
Of course.
All of your defense. Because it's not normal to remember those things. So you've clearly gone back and like looked at your timeline for the day you wore it.
Yeah, because this is a serious thing and I really want this money back. Like I can't tell you, I haven't paid my phone bill for this jacket. Do you know what I mean?
This is a common reoccurrence, Dave. Stop shopping. I mean, tag's still on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you famously don't stink.
No, I don't. And you know I don't.
Well, now I'm backed into a corner because
no,
if I
you
say
know
that,
I
you,
don't.
That you don't not stink, then you're going to be
hurt. I smell nice. No, I smell nice and everyone in the office often says. But this day, literally a minute ago, Marie from promo, get in it. She said, you smell amazing. You always smell amazing.
Yeah. All right.
Sleeve on jacket, no skin to jacket contact.
Can I say something that might be deemed like stereotypically offensive?
Yeah, go.
I think more females would be inclined to say this is fine than males.
Why?
Because I don't think males would return it. I think they'd go, well, I have this jacket, and they'd put it in their wardrobe, and it would sit there for probably 3 years until they donated or give it away.
I need this money back. As I said, I didn't pay my phone bill, so we want the money back.
I just thought you weren't wanting to respond to my text. This makes so much sense.
No. I just need some advice. Look, I think it's like almost an extended try-on. I think I've extended tried on. I don't
like
think
try before you buy.
Yeah. I've just tried it on, like almost like I'm in the shop, just trying it on for an hour and 45 minutes.
I think kick you out. I reckon.
I think I can definitely return this jacket. Over to you, 52232955. Can I return my jacket?
Glenn in Geelong. Glenn, do you think that Davo can return this jacket?
Yeah, I think she can definitely return it. No harm done.
No, exactly. No harm done. Have you ever done this yourself, Glenn?
No, certainly not that period of time, but no, it'll be fine.
Okay.
It's men do things differently. We buy it and we hate it and we put it in our wardrobe.
I know, but Glenn's supporting in what I'm doing, but he would never do it himself. Do you know what I mean? Which makes me feel like maybe it's still not okay.
Are you just, Glenn, kind of talking out loud how you wish you could act in this situation?
I would take it back if it was me.
Okay. All right. This is good, Glenn. We like this.
You haven't told us what do you reckon about it, Tim?
I mean, I'm so on and off. I'm like literally stuck on the fence here.
Well, because you like rules. You like rules. You like to get around them and follow them.
Sick burn. Yeah, well, like, I don't know. I've never done anything like that or even known anybody to do it. So I'm like, hey, if you can get away with it. But then, like, when we're using the term, like, can I get away with this? That's when alarm bells start ringing to me.
Oh, nah. See, everyone else gets away with things. I reckon it's my turn, Sean.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.